Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Saturday, August 10th, 2019. Welcome to episode 40 of Thread Snippings. Yes, partway through my fourth year of Dog Days of Podcasting, Thread Snippings has hit 40 episodes. I'd like to try something a little bit special and talk about my recent trip to Otakon, the anime convention at Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. This was the first time I'd gone to a new anime convention in quite some time, and I went because a friend of mine, Megan, was also interested in going. And I had heard of it many, many years ago, during my sophomore year in high school, which would have been the 2001-2002 school year. I participated in the anime club, and that was how I found out that anime conventions were a thing. And when I was looking into Anime Expo and the internet community surrounding that, I almost immediately found out about Otakon. It was always referred to as the largest anime convention on the East Coast, where Anime Expo was, and as far as I know is, the largest one on the West Coast. So now, after all these years, I can finally say I've been to both. Unfortunately for me, I wasn't... If you can hear rustling in the background, my cat has found the bag that my new scarf and belt are in that I was talking about in the last episode. Anyway, as I was saying, unfortunately for me, I wasn't able to get the entire weekend off to go to Otakon because one of my co-workers also had that Saturday off for a vacation he was on, so I had to be there the Saturday of that weekend, so that meant it was roughly a 48-hour trip. I went out to Washington, D.C. on Thursday morning, July 25th, and came back on Saturday morning, July 27th, but I still managed to pack a lot of fun into those 2 days. As I mentioned on Facebook, I now have 3 different fare cards for the Metro Light Rail system in cities I've only visited as a tourist. The one for Atlanta, which I got at my first Dragon Con, the one for Chicago, which I got last year at Wizard World Chicago / Toastmasters International Convention, and the one for Washington, D.C. now. I took the metro train from the airport into where the convention center is. It actually has its own metro stop, and we were staying in a hotel a couple of blocks away from that. That entire time, once again, as I always do for Dragon Con, I was wearing my Sora from Digimon outfit to travel, so I got to be wearing it to pick up my badge. Yes, they do Thursday badge pickup there. My featured image for this episode, however, was actually taken on Friday morning. It's of me in my Asuka costume, and it was taken in the photo suite at Otakon, which is one of the cooler features there. They do make you pay for it, but there is a whole big... At the convention center where Otakon is held, there are 2 kinda open areas that they call foyers on the signage that are facing across from one another. One of them is for badge pickup, the other is the photo suite. You can pay either for individual photos or for all of your photos, which are taken in front of those colored, textured photo backdrops by professional photographers. And I and my friend Megan both decided that was a great opportunity to get pictures of costumes we really loved. She was in her Belle Dandy from Oh My Goddess outfit all day, and I decided to wear my Asuka from Evangelion in the morning, then change to my BT from .taxsign in the afternoon. So we did end up going back into the photo suite twice, so I could get pictures in each costume. And we split the total cost both ways. We did end up getting all the pictures. And when you do that, you get one of those cool silicone bracelets with the built-in USB drive. and the Oticon logo on it. We did have a lot of fun taking pictures. I picked this picture in particular because it ties into one of the tasks I did tonight in preparation for DragonCon. I'm recording this in the early morning hours of Saturday, August 10th. And in the picture of me as Asuka again, AmeliaBowen.com, you have to look for the category that's named the Thread Safe Podcast. No, I haven't set up a homepage for that. Yes, I really should. It's a picture of me flipping part of my red hair back. For some reason, I really seem to be drawn to cosplaying as red-headed characters. I have different wigs for Asuka, Mikuru, and Princess Merida. This time, though, I ran into a snag, quite literally, that I don't think I'd ever run into before. I spent multiple hours walking around, sitting, posing, doing a whole bunch of stuff in my yellow sundress with the long red wig. That sundress is held together in the back by a single button. When we got back to the room and I wanted to change into my other costume, my wig hair was tangled around that button so badly that, sadly, we had to cut a chunk of the hair off with scissors to get me out of the dress. That taught me a lesson. I hadn't thought through how having that single button on the back would interact with the long wig hair that hangs down well past that point. The ends of it, I think, reach my waist. Thinking about it later, though, it occurred to me that what I can do to fix that is take the button off of that dress and then put it back on so that the button is on the inside of the fabric. That way, it'll still be in the correct position for the elastic loop to hold the button, but the button will be facing toward my back and away from my hair, so the wig hair can't get caught in it again. And that's what I did tonight as I was relaxing and sitting in front of TV. So now when I take that dress and wear it to DragonCon, hopefully I will not have that problem.
Thanks for listening to Thread Snippings. The theme song for Thread Snippings is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevier on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.